One major development in our environment recently is something that's not happening. Across North America, the honeymakers and pollinators, honeybees, are disappearing in unprecedented numbers. This is called colony collapse disorder, and we're going to find out what it is from Dr. May Barenbaum. She studies the disorder at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and she testified recently before a congressional committee on this. Welcome to the program.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
You ever seen anything like this?
Well, historically, there have been inexplicable disappearances of honeybees, but they, in the past, have tended to be far more localized. This is the most extensive of the episodes of disappearances.
What's happening?
Well, actually, this first came to light through beekeepers who noticed that healthy colonies suddenly became just mere skeletal remains of colonies with just a handful of very young workers. And honeybee societies are so intricately structured that they can't really run with just young adults.
So you had these colonies that suddenly were afflicted by the equivalent of the plague or a nuclear war.
Well, not so much, more of a neutron bomb than nuclear war, because nuclear war and the plague leave bodies behind. What's truly mysterious about this most recent phenomenon is its disappearances. The worker bees are just not returning to the hive. Honeybees have an incredibly sophisticated orientation and navigation system, as well as a communication system to indicate to their nestmates where promising sources of pollen and nectar are. So they have all the tools to navigate, yet they seem to be failing to return.
Why does this matter?
Why does the disappearance of honeybees matter? Mm-hmm. Well, it matters in the United States because about 90 crops depend on honeybee pollination. It's been estimated that honeybee contributions to U.S. agriculture exceed $14 billion a year. We've really come to rely on them for much of what we eat, about a third of the American diet.
So having had an opportunity to study this, why do you think bees are disappearing?
Well, there are probably almost as many hypotheses as there are missing bees. It's been suggested that there's a new pathogen that's been introduced and spreading through the honeybee populations, although one hasn't been clearly identified yet. It's been suggested that there are combinations of factors that have suppressed the honeybee immune systems in a way analogous to the way AIDS suppresses human immune systems. It's been suggested that there are trace components of neurotoxic insecticides in the environment that don't kill bees outright but have sublethal effects that disrupt behavior such as orientation and navigation. There are all kinds of theories.
Is the Earth trying to tell me something?
Well, actually, we've had some people have suggested this is maybe bee rapture, the early stages of being recalled to heaven. And a number of people think that bees are kind of canaries in coal mines, that bees do manage because they have such extraordinarily Catholic taste. They can visit all kinds of flowers and they fly through all kinds of environments, that they are encountering enough disturbance in the environment that perhaps they are early indicators of a general loss of quality.
When people are working together to study bees, do they tell bee jokes?
Yeah, I guess that kind of goes with the business. I personally think that one reason the colony collapse disorder has attracted so much media attention is it gives the media an opportunity to use bee puns, like losing their buzz and making a beeline and the like.
I'm stung by your allegations against
exactly,
the media.
Yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Well, May Barenbaum, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks.
She's with the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. This is NPR News.